Mo Hickey with the Park City Institute says as of Tuesday, no new applications can be submitted for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, known as DACA. But they have dozens of renewals they're working to submit by the October 5th deadline.
If a student has a current DACA card, they have, and it is renewable between now and March 5th of 2018, they have to fill out the renewal and have it submitted no later than October 5th, 2017. So we basically have a little over 3 weeks to get every renewal in that we can possibly get in.
The renewal costs $495, and Hickey says they can cover those costs through donations. He says Zions Bank just donated $10,000 to the cause.
We have some great partners. Simple Citizen down Salt Lake Immigration Legal Services working with us. We had two applicants that finished their applications for new cards this past weekend. Simple Citizen arranged for a friend in Phoenix to physically deliver the application to the Regional Office of Immigration Services on Tuesday morning so they would get in on time. Those were the last two we got in as far as new applicants.
They're planning an evening next week to help students with renewals, and Hickey says applications have to be perfect.
We'll have Simple Citizen come up, and what they are is a technology provider, so the application can be done online. Immigration Legal Services out of Salt Lake is waiving their fees, which they've done with us from the beginning. So every dollar that somebody donates will go strictly towards the renewal fee. They will come up. They'll bring staff. We'll bring staff from the community that can help with the application process. The way it works is you fill out your application with Simple, your renewal application with Simple Citizen. Immigration Legal Services reviews it to make sure that everything is done properly. They then submit. They hand it back to the applicant. We provide the fee, the $495 for a check, and the application goes in. And we can make sure that it's done properly, because if there's one thing wrong on the application, it's rejected. And then they're out of luck completely, because they'll never get it back in time.
Hickey thinks about 350 young immigrants in Park City are either eligible for or have DACA status. He's hopeful Congress will get the program into law and thinks using the DACA model could work for other immigration reform bills.
You have to be in the United States within a certain period of time. You have three things you have to be doing, one of the three. You have to be in school, high school, college, or gainfully employed or in the military. You cannot have a felony. And if you get a felony, you will be deported.
Hickey says deporting DACA students would be inhumane because it would break up families. The program has proven to be working well, and he says projections show the state would lose $400 million a year in GDP.
This is a national issue. This is not a Utah local issue or a Park City local issue. This is a national issue in terms of students and children who were brought into our country who are, you know, are members of our communities, as I said. And we've got to address the situation. And the idea of even deporting 800,000 people doesn't make sense given everything else that's going on right now in the country. But on top of that, it's going to be 800,000 people living in the shadows again. And that is not productive.
Park City Institute will have the Genius Store at 435 Sweet Alley set up to help students with registrations. They're using many avenues to get the word out. Mo Hickey can be reached at mhickey@parkcityinstitute.org. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.